people will ask, like, so, you know, where are you from? Where are your parents from? And I'll tell them I was born in Korea. And they'll say, so do you eat kimchi? Do you eat kimchi every day? At your family, when you have Thanksgiving, do you just have a giant 20-pound kimchi?
I just remember one kid coming over and kind of coughing because there had been, like, chilies fried in oil right before. And I think those types of cues kind of made me think, like, oh, I'm different.
I grew up always knowing that when you're around white people and other folks, don't eat fried chicken and watermelon, because there was a shame associated with those foods.
Next week on The Sporkful, we're kicking off a series of episodes called Other People's Food. How do our assumptions about people affect our assumptions about their food?
That feeds back into whether we consider it cheap ethnic food or we consider it expensive foreign food.
And how do their assumptions about our food affect how we feel about ourselves?
You could go for months with no one saying something stupid, and then some random kid is going to come around and go, oh, look at your plate of worms. And even though that kid didn't mean it in terms of a cultural or sort of racial ethnic sense, it stings as if it was.
What happens when chefs cook a cuisine that they weren't born into?
I got to Mexico City, and I think it was about 30 minutes into it that I felt more comfortable there than I had ever felt anywhere in my life. It just seemed like I had come home.
And what happens when there's a backlash?
You can be white and an acclaimed chef, and you can play with other people's food. But if you are not white, you do not, in fact, have that freedom.
In this series, I'll talk with actress Rosie Perez, celebrity chef Rick Bayless, and civil rights icon Joseph McNeil.
I ordered a hamburger and was told I had to go to the rear of the bus station. And that ticked me off.
We'll also hear from cafe owners, food writers, and you.
Like, what if I like vanilla ice cream and I happen to be black and I like vanilla ice cream? I can't have that because of my skin color? I didn't know that.
Along the way, we'll have a little fun. How many times would we have to go out to eat together before you'd have fried chicken with me?
A lot. A lot of times that I would have to curse and, like, get drunk.
But most of all, we hope it'll be the kind of conversation that you just don't hear that often.
Consuming someone's culture is not the same thing as understanding someone's culture. It can really feel like you only like me for my cooking.
I mean, when we were trying to sell the book through, it was, oh, well, we already have an Indian author, so we're going to pass on that.
There have been a number of people out there that have criticized me only because of my race, that because I'm white, I can't do anything with Mexican food. You have to stop and say, wait, is that just plain racism then?
Other People's Food debuts next week. To make sure you don't miss an episode, subscribe to the Sporkful podcast today in iTunes, the WNYC app, or wherever you get your podcasts.